Lend me an ear. Just because someone bites his opponent during a boxing match doesn't mean that those in the audience, eager to see some by-the-rules boxing, can sue the biter, the fight promoters, the telecasters. Or so a group of fight fans found out recently. In the summer of 97, they bought tickets to the big Mike Tyson-Evander Holyfield extravaganza, and they claimed expected to see a legitimate heavyweight title fight, the kind that ends in a knockout or a decision after 12 rounds. Imagine their surprise when Tyson bit Holyfield's ear. The fans had been promised a sensational victory, the biggest fight of all time. Instead, they left the arena, ticket stubs in hand, wallet far less plump, knowing that Tyson had been disqualified for biting his opponent, of all things. A real letdown for these fight fans, apparently. So they went to court, of course, and sued Mike Tyson, the promoters, others on a number of legal theories, including breach of contract, breach of warranty, unjust enrichment. It's not clear from the opinion what they wanted in return for their pain, probably not just tickets to another sporting event. The court was not amused. The court was not persuaded. No, it found the lawsuit would not go forward. For one thing, the plaintiffs had no contract, contractual privity in legal terms, with any of the people they sued. So the court readily disposed of the breach of contract and the breach of warranty claims. But even had there been some sort of a connection between the plaintiffs and the defendants, the court noted, nothing in the rules of boxing prohibits a disqualification. Ear-biting might be against the rules, for example, but those fans knew or should have known that one of the fighters just might get disqualified. The court then turned to the unjust enrichment claim. The bitter fans apparently filed it on the grounds that Tyson and others made some money on this fight, despite the bite. This unjustly enriched them because no one should make money off such a thing. But the court ruled that the fans got what they paid for, the right to see whatever event transpired, be it a knockout, a near tie, a disqualification by bite. On the fraud issue, the fight fans thought they had something. They hinted in their complaint, for example, that maybe, just maybe, Tyson planned in advance that should the fight go on too long, he'd try to get himself disqualified. And, as evidence that he'd implemented the plan, he entered the ring that fateful round without his mouthpiece. Could this mean that he planned the bite? Would this court then grant the plaintiff's discovery request to review documents about the fight to try to prove that indeed the bite had been planned all along? No, wrote the court, completely unpersuaded again. Defendants in the case could not go on a fishing expedition looking for documents to support their, quote, contrived legal theories. Case dismissed. So in the end, in this ear-biting case, it was the plaintiffs who bit off more than they could chew. The appellate court shut them down cold in an opinion that contained only two surprising elements. No reprimand for bringing what would appear to be a frivolous lawsuit, and no cute puns. I'm Amy Guida.